Blog Talk Radio.
Ayy, and the beat go pretty hard, right? Ayy, and we vibe up to the stars, like ayy, and the pussy taste like starlight. Ass so fat, baby, never cut them cubs out. Ayy, can I vibe out? This shit ain't be no tryout. This shit just be that blind mouse. Piecing on the cheese to find out, like whoa. Whoa, go on, bad that shit up. I be on some Christmas greens, cause I'm always lit as fuck. Yo, I swear music be the remedy.
What?
And this shit be the recipe.
True.
To poison all the demons stressing me like good God, good God the Lord, he keep on blessing me like, oh, let me flex on him. You best believe I got next on him. Make it bounce like a motherfucking check on him. This shit be on that homie like, damn, can I do my thing? Your girl loves on the same. Feeling like I'm a motherfucking king. All you whack MCs just dealing with the brain. Oh, the flow's so raw. I'ma spit slick shit till I get locked jaw. Yesterday's head is on my dick. Need to hop off. I'ma hit you up if I have a need. Top off, I said,
ayy.
In the the beat go pretty hard, right? Ayy. And we vibe up to the stars, like, ayy. And her pussy tastes like starlight. Ass so fat, baby, never cut them carbs out. Ayy, can I vibe out? This shit ain't be no tryout. This shit just be that blind mouse. Feasting on the cheese that they find out. Like, whoa, whoa, go on, bat that shit up. I be on some Christmas greens, cause I'm always lit as fuck.
Check out how we vibe out, baby, bounce it to the tempo. Do just what you wanna, lightning fast or maybe slow-mo. Got me feeling generous, spend cheese on you like nachos. No, you're not a stripper, but I think you need a poncho. When it rains, it pours, the check is yours. No, you're not single, no, you're bored. Relationship once was good, but now he switched. Such a fraud, I'm your race. I pay you attention with another drink. Need I even mention? Damn, you're fine, video fine. He just appraised you, you're a find. You're a 10 multiplied by 10. You waist size 3, how you hip size 10? No, I believe you. I just wanna see again. That's odd. Do a twirl with it. Come on, baby, no, you see, it's kinda getting late. We get hit at IHOP waffles with a Welch's grape. Then it's to the room where we do just as freakums do. Make your cherry sing a song, then we sleep till part two.
I said, ayy, hey, hear the beat go pretty hard, right, ayy. Hear me vibe out to the stars, right, ayy. Hear the pussy taste like starlight. Ass so bad, baby, never cut them carbs out. Ayy, and the beat go pretty hard, right, ayy. And we vibe up to the stars, like, ayy. And her pussy tastes like starlight. Ass so fat, baby, never cut them carbs out. Ayy, can I vibe out? This shit ain't be no tryout. This shit just be that blind mouse. Feasting on the cheese that they find out. Like, whoa, whoa, go on, bat that shit up. I be on some Christmas greens, cause I'm always lit as fuck.
This time could be no. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, mesdames et messieurs. It is Monday, the 14th of April in the year 2019, and you are now listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio. I'm your hostess, Sandra London of livinggrind.com, broadcasting for you live from the sunny beaches of Southern California. Playtime with Sandra Radio is available to you via Blog Talk Radio, TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Digital Podcast, New Groove and Rhythms, a.k.a. Naked Girls Radio, and on my official website, livinggrind.com. You've heard a couple of songs this evening before I came on to say hello and good evening to you all. But we started out this evening with Te Lo Quiero Hacer by Sky Rompiendo. And then after that, we played Starlight by Elephant Funeral, This Time by Mike B. Fort. And up next, and Tsukane Babar by Muck. I will also later in the broadcast be playing an excerpt from my audio recording of Frankenstein. Voila, the classic. I'll go into that more later. But in the meanwhile, enjoy this next song, The Emma and Louise by Noise Problems, here on Playtime with Sandra Radio.
Thank you.
And we're back. You're listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio, and I'm your host, Miss Sandra London of LiveAndGrind.com. Boy, already, you just heard, hold on, Rukka Shagra by RC, Shagra by Don Manena, and Lunch in a Bag by David Peck. I have like a weird sinus thing right now with allergies and the wind, better than I was a few days ago, but sorry for sounding like a little bit under the weather. I don't have a cold or a flu, but yeah, my nose is all stuffy and it's all dry and windy and weird, but the weather was actually beautiful the past 2 days, so that's good. Anyway, yeah. I'll play a few more songs, and then I was going to play a recording of an audio clip I did of the intro to the novel Frankenstein. And I will go into more of that. Just before I do that, though, or somewhere in between, who knows. one of the coolest stories that has come out recently in the media, and yes, there are several, black holes included, of course, but the species that is extinct, but which they had discovered in 2007 in the Cayo Cave in Luzon, Philippines, and they discovered more where, I guess, where he had originally been found, up to at least three individuals, and they're able to study them more, and they're the Homo luzonensis, Luzonensis, Homo luzonensis, I think that's how you pronounce it. and yeah, I don't know, I guess in one of the articles that I had read about it a day or so ago, headphones falling, I guess that this particular region of the world wasn't seen as a place to really have a lot to study so much. So a lot of focus was on like the Altai Mountains and Siberia, places like this where they're finding ancient humans and studying that. But yeah, so now more in the East Asian area, they have a lot more work to do, see what more they can recover in these limestone caves. Anyway, I thought that was a really cool story. There's a lot more to read about it. I'm kind of briefly summarizing from an article from Wikipedia right now, but the original article that I read was elsewhere. I think it might have been nature.com, but there are more direct links on Twitter if you search for this new extinct hominid. Anyways, let me give you a song, and I'll be right back with you. The call number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. And I'll play Love Space by Convulsive.
Down, dip, 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 parle d'un monde qui n'existe plus. Je n'ai perdu pas l'ingénue. Je te parle d'une vie qui ne se vit plus. Qui ne tourne plus rond, à peine de nageoire au fil du rasoir. Comment décimer les restes d'été, les charmes d'un baiser pour nos vieux tiroirs qui n'ont pas de fond. Nous n'avons même plus de fond à toucher. Amour déçu.
Playtime with Sandra Radio, and I'm your host, Sandra London of livinggrind.com. You just heard Love Space by Convulsic and Les Vaincus by Pauline Johan. And so now, without further delay, I will play the intro that I audio recorded for the novel Frankenstein by Mary Wollstonecraft Shelley. Yeah, I was hesitating on saying her name of just Mary Shelley earlier during the broadcast, and I was like, I know there's some other name in the middle of there. What is the entire name? I went back and looked for Wollstonecraft. Voila. But anyways, so, did I find it? Where are ya? There you are. Okay, here is a clip of an audio excerpt of Frankenstein, the introduction by yours truly, Sandra London of livinggrind.com, novel written by Mary Wollstonecraft Shelley.
Frankenstein, or the modern Prometheus. Letter 1. St. Petersburg, December 11th. To Mrs. Sevilla, England. You will rejoice to hear that no disaster has accompanied the commencement of an enterprise which you have regarded with such evil forebodings. I arrived here yesterday. My first task is to assure my dear sister of my welfare and increasing confidence in the success of my undertaking. I am already far north of London, and as I walk in the streets of Petersburg, I feel a cold northern breeze play upon my cheeks, which braces my nerves and fills me with delight. Do you understand this feeling, this breeze, which has traveled from the regions towards which I am advancing, gives me a foretaste of those icy climes? Inspirited by this wind of promise, my daydreams become more fervent and vivid. I try in vain to be persuaded that the pole is the seat of frost and desolation. It ever presents itself to my imagination as the region of beauty and delight. There, Margaret, the sun is forever visible, its broad disk just skirting the horizon and diffusing a perpetual splendor. There, for with your leave, my sister, I will put some trust in preceding navigators. There snow and frost are banished, and sailing over a calm sea, we may be wafted to a land surpassing in wonders and in beauty every region hitherto discovered on the habitable globe. Its productions and features may be without example. as the phenomena of the heavenly bodies undoubtedly are in those undiscovered solitudes. What may not be expected in a country of eternal light? I may there discover the wondrous power which attracts the needle and may regulate 1,000 celestial observations that require only this voyage to render their seeming eccentricities consistent forever. I shall satiate my ardent curiosity with the sight of a part of the world never before visited. I may tread a land never before imprinted by the foot of man. These are my enticements, and they are sufficient to conquer all fear of danger or death, and to induce me to commence this laborious voyage with the joy a child feels when he embarks in a little boat with his holiday mates on an expedition of discovery up his native river. But supposing all these conjectures to be false, you cannot contest the inestimable benefit which I shall confer on all mankind to the last generation by discovering a passage near the pole to those countries, to reach which at present so many months are requisite, or by ascertaining the secret of the magnet, which, if at all possible, can only be effected by an undertaking such as mine. These reflections have dispelled the agitation with which I began my letter, and I feel my heart glow with an enthusiasm which elevates me to heaven. For nothing contributes so much to tranquilize the mind as a steady purpose, a point on which the soul may fix its intellectual eye. This expedition has been the favorite dream of my early years. I have read with ardor the accounts of the various voyages which have been made in the prospect of arriving at the North Pacific Ocean through the seas which surround the pole. You may remember that a history of all the voyages made for purposes of discovery composed the whole of our good Uncle Thomas' library. My education was neglected, yet I was passionately fond of reading. These volumes were my study day and night, and my familiarity with them increased that regret which I had felt as a child on learning that my father's dying injunction had forbidden my uncle to allow me to embark in a seafaring life. These visions faded when I perused for the first time those poets whose effusions entranced my soul and lifted it to heaven. I also became a poet, and for 1 year lived in a paradise of my own creation. I imagined that I also might obtain a niche in the temple where the names of Homer and Shakespeare are consecrated. You are well acquainted with my failure and how heavily I bore the disappointment. But just at that time, I inherited the fortune of my cousin, and my thoughts were turned into the channel of their earlier bent. 6 years have passed since I resolved on my present undertaking. I can, even now, remember the hour from which I dedicated myself to this great enterprise. I commenced by inuring my body to hardship. I accompanied the whale fishers on several expeditions to the North Sea. I voluntarily endured cold, famine, thirst, and want of sleep. I often worked harder than the common sailors during the day and devoted my nights the study of mathematics, the theory of medicine, and those branches of physical science from which a naval adventurer might derive the greatest practical advantage. Twice I actually hired myself as an undermate in a Greenland whaler and acquitted myself to admiration. I must own I felt a little proud when my captain offered me the second dignity in the vessel and entreated me to remain with the greatest earnestness. So valuable did he consider my services. And now, dear Margaret, do I not deserve to accomplish some great purpose? My life might have been passed in ease and luxury, but I preferred glory to every enticement that wealth placed in my path. Oh, that same encouraging voice would answer in the affirmative. My courage and my resolution is firm, but my hopes fluctuate, and my spirits are often depressed. I'm about to proceed on a long and difficult voyage, the emergencies of which will demand all my fortitude. I'm required not only to raise the spirits of others, but sometimes to sustain my own when theirs are failing. This is the most favorable period for traveling in Russia, They fly quickly over the snow in their sledges. The motion is pleasant and, in my opinion, far more agreeable than that of an English stagecoach. The cold is not excessive if you are wrapped in furs, a dress which I have already adopted, for there is a great difference between walking the deck and remaining seated motionless for hours when no exercise prevents the blood from actually freezing in your veins. I have no ambition to lose my life on the post road between St. Petersburg and Archangel. I shall depart for the latter town in a fortnight or 3 weeks. And my intention is to hire a ship there, which can easily be done by paying the insurance for the owner, and to engage as many sailors as I think necessary among those who are accustomed to the whale fishing. I do not intend to sail until the month of June, and when shall I return? Ah, dear sister, how can I answer this question? If I succeed, many, many months, perhaps years, will pass before you and I may meet. If I fail, you will see me again soon, or never. Farewell, my dear, excellent Margaret. Heaven shower down blessings on you and save me, that I may again and again testify my gratitude for all your love and kindness. Your affectionate brother, R. Walton.
It's Halloween night, baby, who just did it, throw your hands up high. So many ghosts and goblins, and mama, I love your costume. Can't take on my mask, cause this is who I am. I'm not gonna pretend like I'm one of them. I'm a musical monster, can't kill this musical monster. It's Mr. Monster Mash Mashy, hosting that mansion, stomping and clapping, puffing and passing. Out on the floor, out I'm sore, and Tony passed out on the couch on the floor. Let's all get undressed and progress to adultery. Mama, I'm blessed and yes, I'm horny. Now let's have sex right next to the carpet. Plus, I know that it's a prop. No, it's not. That's Uncle Fester, the molester, the goblin. He's looking up your dress, so I guess you're a hottie. And I'm an alcoholic, and he's perverted. And we both flirting. I drank too much C-Tone bourbon. To see you're a virgin. I'm not trying to misinterpret. But if it is for certain, I'm all on top of it. Don't worry about the beauty, 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 beauty. I'm a proctologist, I rock on this shit, like I knocked on this shit, put a block on this shit, but it's bump, 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 my son, it's Halloween night, bang for the city, throw your hands up high, so many ghosts and goblins, and mama, I love your costume, can't take on my mask, cause this is who I am, I'm not gonna pretend like I'm one of them, I'm a musical monster, can't kill this musical monster. Swag on a million, really bent, how I'm supposed to benefit. Yeah, I'm the best, yeah, innocent. Took that bitch's innocence all on the internet. I ain't on the engine list, they're sitting on the bench. I got too much energy, no, not for Gatorade. I'm an alligator, mate, moving at a greater pace. I like my chances, wanna play a game of space. I'ma take the team away. If I don't need a Halloween, and I don't need a die to be considered the best and impressive side of me, I'ma be all on top of them. I'm too confident, I gotta win a battle in these emotions and swallow in my pride of year. It's Halloween night, bang for the city, throw your hands up high. So many ghosts and goblins, and mama, I love your costume. Can't take on my mask, cause this is who I am. I'm not gonna pretend like I'm one of them. I'm a musical monster, can't kill this musical monster.
Thank you. and you wanna ask me. My life's in boxes, my heart laid out for autopsy. I fooled myself at what I do best, and I can't even tell you the rest. I've never planned, because I know when doors close.
Thunder, fire, flow, punch you while my eyes are closed. Plucking down the highest oaks, jungle into lion claws. Tumbled in her iPhone. Luckily, she liked the bone. Fucking in a private zone. Blunted up her pirate cone. She stuck in as she drive me home. Her bucket got a tire blown. Fucking for a firestone. Filthy wishing for riches. Killing industry niggas. Appealing millions of bitches. Don't deal with envy and snitches. Don't got a job, but still get by. Ain't got a dime, but I still get high. Ain't that for time, but I still stay fly. You got a property to chill, homeboy. Innovative, independent, indecisive, in a mission. Intercourse with interesting women who love it in their cores. This beat ain't mine, it's yours. You feel it in your pores. It reaches deep, fried shorts, and then the heat absorbs. Your head just starts knocking. Dead is just not an option. I'm like a red toxin, and like I'm red oxen. Since I'm the best talking, niggas can get to walking. My many skills will give you thoughts like forget Hobson. Boston, Massachusetts got a problem, child. He smoke, drink, cuss, and fight, and they call him Kyle. Mean dude, when you play with the dough. Know a spot in California near the Lakers, yo. Plus a shop with all the ganja, yeah, that fuego dro. Drive south, down the border, viva Mexico. Ain't got a mind, but I suck milk dry. Ain't got a car, but I still got drive. Ain't that for dime, but I still stay fly. You got a problem, need a chill, homeboy.
You got my 40, homie.
Man?
Well, fuck you then, punk.
Smoking blunts of shitty marijuana. Had to do what gotta tote while barely getting dollars. Life is hard, staying up, making family honor. I can barely stand the rain, I'm playing till my Grammy hour. Family dollar chips, cold cup, and faucet water. I know a sax player sad as fuck, he lost his father. My temper shorter than mini me underwater. I kill my enemies by conceiving their daughters. I beat you senseless with pillowcases of hornets. They flipping bitches so niggas can pay the mortgage. Tipping vending machines, stealing the quarters. I love to write fuck you on my forehead. My hip hop, so I'm staying alive. Ain't got a rock, but I still take mine. Ain't that for dime, but I still stay fly. You got a problem, need to chill, homeboy. Couldn't take the heat, so I killed KY. Now I'm back on my feet, and I'm built K rhymes. Seen the light 8 times, beats drive makes 9. If you wanna beat the best, you must defeat they grind. Pirate.
À l'époque du secondaire, toutes les choses qu'on a pu faire, maintenant que j'y pense, c'est trop marrant.
On avait moins de soucis, on pouvait profiter de la vie. On sentait incompris, accepté par notre gang d'amis.
C'était comme ma deuxième famille, c'est avec eux que j'ai tout appris. Quand j'en parle, j'ai les yeux qui brillent, je l'oublierai jamais promis. C'est sûr que tout était pas parfait, mais les problèmes t'es pas les mêmes. Je regrette pas les choix que j'ai fait, ça a été ça mon vrai baptême. J'étais jamais chez mes parents, toujours sago avec mes chums. Pour eux autres, c'était inquiétant pendant que je fêtais au maximum. Je me sentais libre comme l'air, je faisais
c'était toujours tout ce qui me tentait. Si mes moyens me le permettaient, sinon je cherchais une passe à faire. C'est là que j'ai commencé à vendre, mes profits partaient ensemble. Puis fallait pas que je me fasse surprendre ou qu'à l'école je me fasse suspendre. Déjà que j'avais pas mal d'absence, quand j'étais là c'était sous substance. C'était pas brillant quand j'y repense, mais ado égale expérience. Back in the days, back, back in the days. À l'époque c'était moins rock, c'était pas du tout les mêmes problèmes. Yo, back in the days, back, back in the days. Je regrette rien de ce que j'ai fait, j'ai forgé mon caractère. Back in the days, back, back in the days. À l'époque c'était moins rough, c'était pas du tout les mêmes problèmes. Yo, back in the days, back, back in the days. Je regrette rien de ce que j'ai fait, j'ai forgé mon caractère. Belle soirée à rire, ça pas de prix, je peux te le dire. Presque toujours de quoi faire, les fins de semaine c'était l'enfer. On en a-tu fait des conneries, pis ça c'est à part de ce que j'oublie. Dû à des mélanges, non réfléchis, mais ça déménage, ça rafraîchit. On avait toujours des parties, pis y'en avait pas, on le partait. Dès qu'une piole t'est libérée, on chargeait de s'en accaparer. Sinon on se ramassait en ville, sa rue Saint-Jean, ben c'est pleine. Des petites soirées relax, chill, mais ça valait quand même la peine. Bon, c'est la nuit de ta belle étoile, avec mes chums pis de la bière. Des femmes pis du weed, c'est sûr que ça va le faire. Mais l'en main mal de bloc, mais back vite plus de stock. Va falloir que je backfuck ou que j'aille un coup de luck. Mais j'suis pas un gars chanceux, donc direction le pawn shop. Trop de CD perdus, j'm'en veux, j'suis pas eu choix d'y mettre un stop. Fallait donc j'me trouve une job, parce que quand j'vendais j'fumais le profit. Besoin d'argent pour mes sorties, faut que j'voie du monde, j'suis pas un snob. Back in the days, back, back in the days. À l'époque c'était moins rough, c'était pas du tout les mêmes problèmes. Yo, back in the days, back, back in the days. Je regrette rien de ce que j'ai fait, j'ai forgé mon caractère. Back in the days, back, back in the days. À l'époque c'était moins rough, c'était pas du tout les mêmes problèmes. Yo, back in the days, back, back in the days. Je regrette rien de ce que j'ai fait, j'ai forgé mon caractère. À cet âge-là j'étais tellement bien, mais je m'en rendais pas compte avant. Parce qu'il y en a eu des moments durs, j'anticipais même mon futur. Plusieurs questions sur mon avenir, je me demandais ce que je vais devenir. Je savais que c'était top de réussir, c'était à moi de bouger, d'agir. C'était à petit, moins de liberté, l'entrée de nouvelles obligations. Me v'là avec un premier char, à cause de ça ma paye à fond. En plus de salaire minimum, pis moi je donnais mon maximum. J'accumulais un paquet de dettes, avec le temps je vois que ça se répète. À 19 mon first appart, je pensais que je serais bien, mais c'est le contraire. No money j'arrivais, je m'en passerais bien, mais quoi je peux faire. Pour bien vivre ça prend du cash, donc il fallait que je me prenne en main. Puis arrêter de remettre ta main, sinon ça reste c'est comme une tâche. Avec le temps j'ai compris que ça sera plus jamais pareil. La belle époque c'est fini, rares sont les choses qui m'émerveillent. C'est pour ça que ma vie d'ado miss, parce que j'avais pas toutes ces chaînes qui m'ont donné toute cette haine qui fait de moi une personne pessimiste. Back in the days, back, back in the days. À l'époque c'était moins rough, c'était pas du tout les mêmes problèmes. Yo, back in the days, back, back in the days. Je regrette rien de ce que j'ai fait, j'ai forgé mon caractère.
Мы с тобою растворимся в нем. должны знать, что все не напрасно. Небо опять станет светлым и ясным. Державая шила, ведь флот намели. Золотые могилы снега замели. От торнадо воронку проглотит земля. И продолжится гонка вперед до нуля. Под капотом сорвется табу лошадей. Пожиратель эмоций усталых людей. Но куда бы ни ехал, тупик меня ждет. Внутри мозга помеха лететь не дает. Запретных плодов, но в холодной пустыне не снять урожай. Без любви все застынет, как не угрожай. Плодородные почвы убит кислотой. Мы живем днем и ночью надеждой одной. Пусть соленые слезы прольются дождем. Ураганы и грозы мы переживем. На рассвете проливным дождем. Утомленных судеб, мир обновленный предстанет людям. Мы с тобою растворимся в нем. Главное знать, что все не напрасно. Небо опять станет светлым и ярким.